We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Poplar Avenue in Germantown. That's Platinum Jewelers on the web, platinumjewelers.com.
5-Hour Energy is energy on the go. But what if you're not going anywhere for a while? Then 5-Hour Energy is energy for getting stuff done while you're stuck at home. Like doing an honest day's work for your boss. Getting rid of old clothes.
My old bell bottoms.
Scouring the grout in your shower. Working out on that old stationary bike. And so much more. Go to the store or order online at shop5hourenergy.com. 5-Hour Energy. Energy for hunkering down.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
An award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, hosts the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how's your social distancing going today?
It's good. It's a gorgeous day out there. Stunning. Beautiful day out there. It is amazing. Even in the midst of this crisis, beautiful weather like this makes you feel better.
It did. Me and the little dudes went for a walk today. We walked around our whole neighborhood today.
That's awesome. Did they have a nice time? Did they pick up sticks and hit each other?
No, there was one time all day where they weren't wrestling, bordering on fist fighting. They were pleasant. I had Lou in the stroller. I pushed him around, and Oliver had his little scooter, and he was scooting around, and we did like 1.5 miles around the neighborhood. Felt good to be outside.
It was beautiful. It was great. It was great. Lovely day.
It's a nice day, and it was the type of day that reminded me of baseball weather, because today should have been today's opening day. This is the first day. I talked about this earlier. It's the first day where I've missed sports. I really haven't. Like last Thursday, people were tweeting, "Oh man, the NCAA tournament would be starting right now," and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna take a nap." You know, like whatever. I swear I didn't miss it last Thursday. Today I had a moment where I was like, I should be watching the Mets Nationals right now, and then Sweet 16 games tonight, and yet we get none of it. Today's the first day where I miss sports. While acknowledging like sports is so far down the list of stuff that matters right now, but that doesn't mean you can't miss it. And today was the first day where I was like, from a sports perspective, this really does suck.
Well, I mean, no, sports is way down the list of what matters. There's no question that's true. But sports still does matter to people. Like, it has enriched a lot of people's lives for a long time. Sports is community. I mean, let's be honest, the biggest reason that we wonder whether sports will be back or when sports will be back is because sports is, at its very essence, about big gatherings, right? And it is the one church, school, whatever, and sports. That's the time. And really, sports is sort of the quintessential large gathering in America today. And so I think it's fine to miss sports. I miss sports. I miss the Grizzlies. I would have liked to have seen the Tigers thing, run and see what would have happened there. you know, I absolutely am going to miss football if it's not back. And we talked about that yesterday a little bit. I talked about it again with Steve Cohen today. That's probably, of all the things that I would miss just viscerally, maybe for you it's baseball. For me, it would be football. If you had weekends in the fall when there's no football, I'll feel a sense of loss.
Yeah, like I wouldn't really be feeling it right now because I'd be so busy. I'd be in New York. I'd be in studio. I'd be then going to the Final Four next week. But the day I get home after the Final Four, after the national championship game, like that's when it's like my routine is pretty set. My workload lightens up drastically. I get off radio at 6 o'clock, get home by 6:30, and we are in the backyard, on the grill, kids in the pool, Mets game on TV. Like, that's the routine. And I'm, you know, that the idea that that's not going to be a thing is kind of weird. I've still been working enough to where when I get home at night, there are things to do. And, like, I don't get as much work during the day done anymore because the kids are there all day long. So I'm still busy enough to, like, keep my mind occupied. But there will be a point where things slow down a little bit, and then the absence of sports will be a pretty recognizable thing. It hasn't been that recognizable for me yet. There's never been a night where I'm just like, I'm so bored, I have nothing to do. But those days are coming. And you know, when you combine that with we're all essentially locked in our homes for, you know, who knows how much longer. Like, this is not a healthy way to live. You know, like, it's a weird, stressful way to live. You know, I know some people's circumstances are more difficult than others, but it's a stressful way to live, I would assume, for just about anybody.
Oh, well, I mean, it's stressful on all kinds of levels. It's economically stressful, and then there's the stress of having people jammed together in the house when they're not used to doing that. So there's all kinds of levels of stress. Now, I will say that, I mean, I don't know that I'm going to do this or that I can get my kids to do this or whatever else, but, like, you don't actually have to watch sports. You can read a book.
Right.
you can read a book. You can go for, like, that are maybe even healthier. I don't think we're going to do it. Like, most of us are going to do it. But, like, there are things you can do. You go out to Shelby Farms. It's beautiful out there. I bet you can go camping now out in the woods, you know, whatever. That's gorgeous. You can go for a run still. That's healthy. Like, you don't actually have to be drinking vodka and watching the Dallas Mets to have a healthy existence.
You speak for yourself.
Disagree.
Speak for yourself, Calkins.
But today is, because it's such a gorgeous day, it just conjures up baseball, you know? And you're exactly right. Today is a quintessential, beautiful day to be at the ballpark.
Wish I was at the ballpark.
You never liked to be at the ballpark anyway. Did you like to be at your own in your opposite? This whole thing, by the way, didn't you re-embrace baseball like 2 or 3 years ago?
It was like,
now I think of it as but it was a conscious decision to re-embrace baseball, right?
It was about six years ago, probably six, maybe 7 years ago. I went as in my childhood, I was consumed with baseball, and that lasted really up until I was about 24 or 25. And there went through a time period, and I had talked about this before because it's one of the things when it looked like the Grizzlies were going to be, you know, in a lengthy rebuild. Thank God for Ja Morant. But there was a time where it looked like the Grizzlies were going to be in a lengthy rebuild. And one of the points I'd made is that, you know, it won't just be people deciding I'm not going to be invested in this anymore, or this is not how I'm going to spend my time. No Grizzlies fan will just say out loud, I'm not going to watch anymore. It just happens. You know, if the team is so bad year after year after year, you just lose interest. And so I went through a several-year period where I lost interest. It was just like, why am I spending every night of the summer watching a bad baseball team? Like, what? This can't be the way to spend my life. That's what happened. I never said that. I just looked up one day, and I hadn't watched a baseball game in 3 weeks. And then it was like I barely would watch at all. And then I decided at some point several years back, it's when the Mets were starting to get good again. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm going to – it is the one thing I cared about, or one of the few things I cared about from a sports perspective when I was a child. Like, I'm gonna re-embrace it. And then it quickly once again became my favorite thing, just like it was when I was a kid. And now it's not there, and I'm heartbroken. Did we lose Jeff Calkins?
Let me check.
Hey, I'm right here.
Sounded like he was there.
That you care enough about the Mets that if the Mets are playing on a given night and they're playing against some awesome player, some superstar on the other team, Mike Trout, whoever you want, right? Some superstar or a great starting pitcher, okay? And then the pitcher comes down with an injury, a minor injury, such that he can't pitch that night. Are you happy or unhappy?
Oh, I would prefer to never have to deal with, like, Max Scherzer, sure. I mean, I don't wish harm to him.
But like, when I asked this of Chris Harrington, like, he's covering a Grizzlies game, and name a player, can't play, right? So, even Luka, let's just say, Dallas is coming to Memphis, and it's Luka. And I said, I would rather, because this is when the Grizzlies were in the playoff hunt, right? And I said, I'd rather Luka not play. He was up in the air, right, or something like that. I would rather not Luka not play. And Chris looks like me like I have three heads. And he said, I love basketball more than I love the Grizzlies. Like I'm just a Neanderthal, you know, whatever, for being so savage. I'm not wishing them ill. I'm just saying, you know, he just doesn't relate to that. He prefers the artistry. I just want my damn team to win.
Yeah.
That's where I am on sort of fandom at its most gut level. Do you want the superstar to play for the other team?
Well, under normal circumstances, like if I'm just watching on television, no. But if I were in the ballpark, in the ballpark with my children and the Mets were playing the Angels, I would.
Not with your children, because that's different. That complicates it. Then you want them to see Mike Trout.
Right.
It's just you in the ballpark.
I think I want to see Mike Trout. I do. You know?
Okay, what have you seen him one other time? You still want to see him?
Yeah, I think if we get to the World
Series. What if it's Scherzer? Because Trout can't ruin you by himself. Scherzer can ruin you by himself. Do you really want to see Max Scherzer pitch against your team?
I think I do. When I'm in the park, like if I'm at home, I want him to get scratched. But if I'm in the park, I just paid $200 to sit right behind home plate. I want to watch Max Scherzer pitch, sure. I do want that.
I don't. I'm not for you. You don't get to sit behind home plate. You're down at the first baseline.
I would never sit.
I don't want him. Ben, where are you on this? Do you want to see greatness or do you want to see your team win?
Yeah, I want to see the greatness. I want to see it in person. I want to see the greatness in person.
Right.
Like I got to see Big Poppy hit a grand slam at Camden Yards, and that was like the coolest thing ever. Like
right.
He beat the Orioles, but it was like it's Big Poppy. That's a Hall of Famer.
Let's put it this. So Bennett, Titans in a playoff race.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have tickets to go see the Titans, and they're playing the Patriots. And this is last year's Patriots, or the year before.
Yeah.
And Brady comes up sick. He's got a terrible GI problem and can't play. You're unhappy because you don't get to see the great Tom Brady? I don't believe you.
No, I'm unhappy.
Oh, so now I think it changes from the regular season.
You're unhappy.
Yes,
you want to see the great Tom Brady
because then
it's a playoff race. Your Titans have to win the game to get the wild card against my Bills, and you still want to see Tom Brady.
Yes, because then all you ever get is the excuses. Like when you're having fun and talking trash on Twitter.
I'm just saying.
All you're gonna get is Brady didn't play.
You think the Oklahoma City fans are like, yeah. You know, our win over the Grizzlies was really cheating because Zebo didn't play in Game 7 because he was sitting in his hotel. They don't even remember. They just know they won in advance and had more fun than we did.
I guess. I mean, but we tell them that. We remind them of that every single time they bring it up.
See, I think it's different under different circumstances. If I'm at home, if the Mets are playing tonight, and they really might have been, like, dealing with Max Scherzer tonight, right?
Right.
Earlier today. At home, I'm watching on TV. I've seen Max Scherzer pitch on TV a million times. I don't need to see that on TV again. I'd rather him get scratched and let them have a spot starter. So on TV, that's true. In person, I want to see Max Scherzer pitch because I want to see greatness in person. But that's in the regular season. If the Mets were in Game 7 against the Angels of the World Series and Mike Trout came down with a hamstring issue, I would not be – oh, man, it sucks. Mike Trout's not going to be able to. I'd be like, well, that's good for the Mets. I'm trying to win a World Series.
How about if it were in a pennant race?
Yeah, I think
baseball's easy because you can sacrifice a game to see greatness. Nobody cares about a game to see greatness. I think in that situation I talked about with the Titans, that's tough. Like, that's 16 games. You only got 16 games in the NFL. And I'll be clear. Unless it's like seeing LeBron for the first time and I've never seen him before and it's that level of greatness, I always just want my team to win. And because I know at the end, if Max Scherzer throws a three-hitter and I'm never going to cheer that whole damn time. Like, there's nothing fun about it. And I walk out and be miserable and say my team stinks and I got to see Max Scherzer. Screw that. Unless he does a no-hitter. If he throws a no-hitter, that's fine. Then I'd say it. But otherwise, I got no use for Max Scherzer.
Yeah, I was at Citi Field last summer, and the Mets played the Tigers. And Miguel Cabrera homered off of Syndergaard, I believe. And
he used to be healthy.
I remember thinking at that time, that sucks. The Mets are down like 7-0 after two innings or whatever it was.
Right.
But then I remember also thinking, well, it's kind of cool. I just saw a future Hall of Famer hit a home run. Like, you know, that was kind of neat. I'd rather even not hit the home run, but I can enjoy the experience.
Right.
Yeah, I can enjoy the experience in person. But to wrap this back around, we ain't gonna be doing any of this. All we're gonna do is be playing pretend forever.
No, it's good. we just had a sports conversation, GP. that was awesome. That was like throwback. Yeah. Like throwback Thursday.
I appreciate you pushing me that direction. hey, without you, I'd have never got there. It is like, it's funny, Bennett and I, you know, you, just like anybody in our profession right now, like you're planning and you're trying to, you know, I still want to talk about the thing that is consuming everybody's lives, which is coronavirus and, you know, the coronavirus sweeping the nation. But like, you can't say the same things every day and there's no sports to react to. Like, you know, like, the reality setting in that this is going to be what people in our profession are asked to do for 3 months, 4 months, who knows how long, is kind of a weird thing. I mean, we'll get through it, but you know, never in the history of the world have sports talk show hosts had to do talk shows with no sports the way we're being the way we're being asked to do it right. This never happened. This is all new territory.
Yeah, I take comfort in the fact that you and I are better equipped than most, GP, because it's hard to get us to talk about sports to begin with. So, this is where my weakness becomes my strength.
But like,
the real problem too is that maybe at some point, like right now, it feels like there's breaking news about the virus every day, right? At some point, maybe there like won't be breaking news about the virus every day. And so we're just going to be sitting in our houses looking at each other, waiting for this thing to pass. And so it's possible. Like right now, I really do think. I mean, I had a sports conversation today on my show, and I'm going to try to do that some because I do think people enjoy that and want the relief. I really look back at that little period of NFL free agency. I loved that. I did. I loved that. And and so I do think people want that and need that, but it's going to be. And I'll be honest, for the really X and O sports shows, I got no idea what those like. For the people who just really only like breaking down film, I got no idea how they're going to make it.
Well, like, you know, CBS Sports has launched CBS Sports HQ in the past couple of years, and it is largely a highlight and analysis 24-hour operation. They have no highlights, and there's nothing to analyze. And so I've been going on there every day, twice a day, just to talk.
What do you talk about?
Okay, how about this? Tonight, I got to be on tonight at, I think, 8 o'clock, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So first they just ask you, can you do it? And I don't really think this is the time for any of us to be saying no to our employers.
Right.
so I'm like, hey, whatever you need, let me know. I'm trying to stay as valuable as I can be. And then you'll get a rundown from a producer in the, you know, earlier in the day. To let you know what it is we're going to be dealing with. So today is the anniversary of two significant NCAA tournament things. It's the anniversary of the Larry Bird Magic Johnson National Championship game, and it is also the anniversary of the Bill Walton performance against Memphis State in 1973. And so I am talking about those two things, literally talking about things I don't know really anything about, except for what I've read. I'm like, I'm going to have to do a homework assignment, after I get off radio to, because they're going to ask me, so Gary, what did the 1979 national championship game mean for college basketball? And at this moment, I wouldn't have a great answer for that.
I can tell you a fact.
Tell me a fact.
I just saw it on the scroll. It is still, this is unbelievable.
The most watched.
The most watched in history is 1979.
Yeah.
Like, think about how many more people, like, have access to watch that stuff now.
No, this is what you got to think about. How many more channels people have.
Yeah.
Back then, you could watch.
Five.
Back then, you watched, like, four. There were three things to watch at any given time. Now there's 3 million things to watch at any given time. That's why whatever is the number one television show in America at any given time, right now, doesn't do anything close to the television ratings that shows the same show
like MASH
would do in the 80s or 70s or 60s, because there's so many more options. So I got to study the 1979 national championship game when I get off radio, so I can
make sure you tell these people that Memphis State was jobbed. Foul trouble, baby. Larry Keenan.
Oh yeah,
he got totally screwed.
Yeah, you. Who wrote about that team? Was it Zach McMillan?
Zach wrote about that team. Yeah, he wrote a whole series. He wrote a nine-part series about that team. Yeah,
I might have to go read.
Yeah, it's very good. On the show.
Yeah, I might have to go read the Zach.
It's a great series. But yeah, read the championship game one. You're exactly right. You know, and of course the famous picture of that one is Larry Bird helping Bill Walton up. Right? I mean, not Larry Bird.
Larry Finch.
Yeah, helping Bill Walton up. But. Yeah, Zach will have a story out there on it, I'm sure, out on the internet somewhere, because he wrote, it was like a 9-part series on it, great series.
Yeah, so, I'll be reading that at some point and then talking about it tonight, but that's where we're at right now. Like, I'm going on, like, I'm booked for Friday, for Saturday night and Sunday night, and I couldn't begin to guess what it is they're going to be asking me to talk about. But any little news right now, they're like, hey, this player is announcing that he's entering the draft. Can you talk about it? Like, they're grasping for anything. So I'm like, I wake up and I shave and put on a shirt and tie and wait for them to text and ask me to jump on CBS Sports HQ for any the smallest of reasons, which is another thing that's not the easy. I'm waiting for when Lou just runs into the studio live. That's happening. That's happening.
That's great, though. That's fantastic.
There's
so much fun.
There is 100% chance that is happening, because it doesn't matter how often you tell a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, hey, guys, just for a minute, stay downstairs and be quiet. Like, that's a 50-50.
Well, that's to me is that on a lesser level, it's not on TV or whatever, but everyone who was doing Zoom and FaceTime and whatever else from home, all this office stuff that's happening from home, we are seeing more of people's houses, kids, dogs, whatever else, than we have ever seen in anyone's life. And it's just sort of entertaining to see what is going on in the background. Like, I was on a Zoom, the session at Idaho Wild Presbyterian Church, where I'm on the session. We had a meeting last night, and so there's 24 people there, and they're all sitting in their various places doing whatever they're doing. And like, if you're bored, you can just start to be able to see what books they got on their shelf or like whatever else. Like, it's a very different – work is a very different experience now than it used to be.
I've actually even thought about, like, okay, what am I going to do when I'm talking about Obi Toppin and Lou bust right into the studio? And I think I've decided you just make
people
it –
people will love it.
People will love it.
You make part of it.
Yeah, because there's been other times where he's opened the door and he's just staring at me, and I can – The way the camera is shot, the way the shot's framed, I can stick my arm down and like point and say and like get out of here motion without my arm even being in the shot. So I've done that. I have done that before. But I think under these circumstances, you just lean into it. You just like maybe even pick him up and let him be a part of it, and it probably makes for more entertaining content than whatever it is I'm actually talking about. Given
right.
that there's nothing.
It's like a coach whose kid comes into the press conference,
right?
Half the time they're more interesting than the coach themselves. So absolutely, I look forward to seeing that.
No, it'll happen.
Now, if Lou pees on you during the thing, Ooh. That would be something else. That would be killer.
Yeah, I tweeted photos last night. We got takeout, and I tweeted a photo last night. Like, and by the way, to the people who were questioning, like, we got takeout from Folks Folly. right? And people are like, oh, it must be nice under these trying times to, you know, to have folks folly. Not everybody can afford that. But I'm not trying to flaunt, look what I can afford to eat for dinner tonight. I was trying to support an advertiser, if we're being honest. Like, you know, like just trying to, I got like some backlash from people, like thinking I was trying to do something other than exactly what I was doing,
You want Folks Folly to go out of business? Stupid. I actually was thinking about Folks Folly just yesterday, and I was thinking, I wonder how they're doing for, you know, whatever. Yes. All these, I cut a new spot today for Bounty. Like, all of these restaurants need to stay. I want them here when we're done. And so, honestly, it's sort of fun to get takeout, and but it's also supporting a it's supporting an advertiser, and supporting a Folks Folly is a Memphis institution, sure, for heaven's sakes. I don't really understand. I guess I would have thought that people, and I think in person, there's a lot of real grace happening. There's a lot of real generosity of spirit, and you know, we have this new kindness blog at the Daily Memphian where there's just all this nice stuff that people are doing for each other. It has not made it to Twitter. Like, I had Steve Cohen on today because Steve Cohen is the Congress. He's my congressman, and he has to vote on an enormous bill that is going to put money in the pockets of people. And so I just wanted to know, like, I didn't ask him. I didn't say, Steve Cohen, what do you think about President Trump? Like, I didn't ask him anything like that. Like,
you should have.
I just said, what's in the bill, and when are people going to get their check, and whatever else. And I got people, you know, on Twitter saying, can't believe you had Steve Cohen. He's my congressman. I had the mayor on. I had the congressman on. I had Manoj Jain, who was advising politicians. He's he's an infectious disease doctor who can advise people on how to on how the city is handling this, whatever else. I'm just trying to get people on. And like you say, like, I'm supposed to ban him, like, because you didn't like his vote on something unrelated to this? It's just, people be nicer. Like coming after me on Twitter because I had the congressman on who's going to be voting tomorrow on this incredibly important bill. No, I make no apologies, and I think you people should be nicer to me. You should be nicer to me.
Yeah, because in real life, like, I don't see many people these days, but today, like I said, we went for a walk, me and Lou and Oliver, and we would encounter, you know, other families just outside. I mean, we stayed away, you know, we stayed our distances, but you see them, you make eye contact. And like, there was some guys working on what appeared to be a plumbing issue at a house. And so they had a you know, some sort of thing that covers up something, like they had that cover off. And as they saw us, you know, approaching, they were like, hey, watch out for this. Just want you to be real careful. And like, everybody was just being nice. You know,
so
you,
nice. People are being so nice when you're walking around right now.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Then, yeah. Like, you know, everybody's waving to each other. And, you know, I saw my neighbors a few houses down outside. It's like, hey, how you doing? And good to see you. Hope you're doing okay. Everybody just, like, really nice. And then on Twitter, it's still just mean as hell. just people just unnecessarily mean. Like, I sit, and we have been supporting all sorts of local restaurants. In fact, a few nights ago, we actually had a disagreement in my house. That's a nice way of saying argument, because my wife wanted a very specific restaurant. She said, hey, can we get takeout from this place tonight? And I said, Kelly, that's not a local place. Like, that's a chain. Let's get it from a local place. Those are the people who, you know, need people like us helping them right now. And she was like, but that's the restaurant I want. And it ended with, just forget it. Like, just forget it. I'll eat a grilled cheese. You know, but like, I was committed to, if we're going to spend money at a restaurant to get takeout, it's going to be a local, business. And then why wouldn't I take care of people who advertise on this radio
show? Here's my question. What sides did you get at Folks Folly?
We got I'll give you the exact order. Let me see if I got it.
Did you get those potatoes?
I'm sure you got steaks and stuff. I'm just wondering
We got fillets. We got the au gratin potatoes.
Those are good.
And then we got the sweet smashed potatoes. Is that a thing?
I believe you. I don't know that I've had them.
Yeah, good. And then we got asparagus, and we had steaks, and we had key lime pie, and it was tremendous. And it was like one of the few times, like, all three of my boys were sitting together in our kitchen eating.
They looked happy. Right.
It was the sweetest thing. Here's what Lou said. So it was me, Kelly, and I in the kitchen. And then Lou was sitting down eating, Aiden sitting down eating, Oliver sitting down eating. And it was like peaceful. And Lou looked up at one point, sweet little innocent three-year-old, and he said, look, the whole family's together. because we are not often all together.
You know? And he'll be able to say that for the next 3 months.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. And so he was like, the whole family's together. And nice. And Kelly was like, do you like it when the whole family is together like this? Because we usually can't convince Aiden to sit next to Oliver. That's the problem. Right. that's the obstacle that we're dealing with. But, like, we had folks folly. So even Aiden was like, if I got to sit next to Oliver to have folks folly, that's what I'm going to do. So we bribed him, basically. And he was like, yeah, I like it when the whole family's together. It was just a sweet little moment. And so in an attempt to share this sweet little moment, but more than that, if I'm being honest, bring people's attention to the fact that Folks Folly now has its entire menu available. You can call in, pick up your order curbside. Like, I just sat in a line last night like it was a school pickup line, you know? I just sort of sat there and I waited, and they brought my food out, and everything was terrific. And, you know, they're going to need people going there. And so I share this moment, and it was a nice family moment, share a cute little video of Lou talking about how great the food is, and then bring people's attention to the fact that, hey, this is a local institution, and you can now get their incredible menu for curbside pickup every single night. And then I'm just getting blasted on Twitter. Like, why are you mad at me? They're like, do you know how tone deaf it is to put Folks Folly in people's faces when folks are losing their jobs? Like, I'm not dismissive of that. Other people are going through rougher things than I am, but it doesn't mean I should be ashamed of supporting an advertiser of my radio show. I just thought it was like a weird thing to be mad about. And then tonight,
people just get mad at
We'll support another local business, and then this weekend we'll get takeout from Southern Social. You know, like, we'll support another local business, and we're going to consistently do that because it's not going to make everything better, but if I'm going to be on radio talking about we need to do our part, well, that's a part that my family is in a position to do now. Plus, the food's great.
Yeah, exactly right. That's and the food is great. Yeah. I kind of did a little hoarding yesterday. I mean, it's the day before I lose track. Every day blends into the next. That's the other thing that happens out, you know? I went to two different grocery stores, and I didn't hoard. Like, I didn't get, you know, find toilet paper or anything like that, but I got more than I definitely got more than I needed. I got things I would not have otherwise gotten. You know, I just came home with a lot of groceries. My fridge right now is more full than it has ever been, and I've been in this house for 10 years. It's just, I just got a lot of stuff. Like, oh, ground beef. I'll get 3 packages of 2 pounds each, right? I don't do that ever, right? And whatever, just right down the line. Bread. I got a whole lot of bread. I don't know. It's kind of ridiculous. But so I'm kind of hoarding. Man, I had been ordering out every day somewhere, but I got this refrigerator that's packed with food that I have to eat. But anyway, first world problem.
Well, we are. We got breaking news from the past hour. We're now number one. We're leading the world in confirmed coronavirus cases. USA, USA, USA. We passed.
How many we got? How many we up to?
We are right around 82,000, I believe.
Yeah,
82,404. We've taken the lead.
Stop China. Who needs the Olympics, baby?
We've taken the lead. We've taken
81,000. We're a quarter the size of China. We had a several month head start on China, and we've taken the lead.
Yeah, and like I had Kaylee Hartung on earlier. She
I saw that.
Yeah,
that was great. Yeah,
yeah. She and I used to work together at CBS Sports, yeah. And now she, of course, works with ABC News. And she was covering this, in Seattle, the initial outbreak.
She came down with it,
and then she
came down with it,
right. And then she tested positive for coronavirus. So I just sort of asked her, like, okay, you're there, and you're seeing this up close in ways that the rest of us aren't seeing it. It had not really been a thing, at least not knowing. We didn't know it was a thing in our communities yet. But you're there watching people die every day. I was like, what, how frustrating was it for you if, you know, to spend your days watching that up close and then see the rest of the nation acting like, you know, business as usual? And she was like, it was just maddening because I could see what was about to happen, how quickly this virus could spread, how deadly it could be. And, she, I mean, you know, more or less, she just said that it was incredible. She said she knew perhaps quicker than most, given her job, that we were completely unprepared as a nation for what was about to happen. And that seems undeniable at this point. Like, it is wild to think that just barely 2 weeks ago, we were still mostly business as usual in almost every part of this country. And, you know, now, and not only now, but for the next several months, we're going to pay a steep, steep price for it.
Yes. I will say the part that I, one of the things that I take heart in is that obviously we are linked together as the world and we are linked together as a country, and we should have compassion for people. And not only that, just in terms of self-interest, you know, you can't have California and New York suffering and the United States not suffer, just in terms of the economy. But in terms of the good news here is that in the end, this is something. If you're saying that the United States had a head start over China and squandered it, right? And we are saying that. The good news is that Memphis, although it's going to get worse surely, is that Memphis has a head start over New York, right? And you have an opportunity here as Memphians to control what happens in Memphis, by and large. And I'm not really that impressed by the way people have been controlling what happened. I mean, individuals, and we see everybody out and about. But the point is, we have control over what happens in Memphis. And in a way, that should be a hopeful and empowering, that if we just do the right things, you don't have to be New York. Obviously, we don't have the population density of New York. We have a head start on New York. We have per capita medical facilities that are pretty good, I think, relative to New York. And so so all that's good, but it's only good if you take advantage of the head start.
I will say I've been pleasantly surprised, you know, because of where I grew up. I have a lot of friends who, you know, politically don't line up with me, right? They don't think the way I think about things, for better or worse. Like, I'm not judging. I mean, I will judge, but like, right. not right now publicly.
Right. The point is, it's just you differ on that, right? We're just stating that as a fact. Yeah.
My larger point is that they are, the type of people who would maybe be compelled to discount this, dismiss this, and not adhere to the advice of medical officials. And I have noticed them, living their lives similar to the way I'm living my life right now. They seem to be taking it seriously, and they would be the people, just again, for, you know, where they get their news and how they feel about the world. They would be the type of people who might not take this seriously, think it's just the media blowing it out of proportion, but they seem to mostly be taking it seriously, which is, I don't know, encouraging. I was pleasantly surprised by that.
That is good. That is encouraging. That's great. And in fairness, and there's nowhere to go anyway.
Right.
what the heck are you going to do? Like, everything's closed. But no, I do think in the end, like, people are realizing it has to do with their own personal health and their family's health. And as long as we're doing this, we might as well do it. We might as well do it well. So that is heartening. There were other heartening things. Like, Trump today was asked about, you know, one of the political things was the money for the Kennedy Center that was included in the bill, and I'm not particularly going to bat for the money for the Kennedy Center. It was $25 million for the Kennedy Center. But I have to say, when Trump was asked about it, he said, Kennedy Center is important, and they don't have any business, and it wasn't my idea to do that. It was the Democrats' idea to put the $50 million in for the Kennedy Center. In the same way that I'm pro-cruise boat, and they're pro-Kennedy Center. Like, that kind of sums everybody up. Like, but he said, but in the end, that's how it works. We cut it from $35 million to $25 million. And, you know, sometimes you have to give a little bit to get what you want. And they gave some, and there's some things in the bill we don't like and that they don't like. And it was, like, fantastic. It was just everything you sort of wanted. It was reasonable, and it was great. And I hope that we see more of that, both from leaders and from people down the street.
As do I. Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you again tomorrow about something.
See you later, man.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South's work-from-home radio station, bringing energy and info to the people who need it most.
Obviously, it's a strange time in our country, first and foremost. People aren't going to work who used to go to work. People aren't going to school who normally go to school.
Live on the radio.com free app. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Alexa and smart speakers say, play 92.9 ESPN. 92.9 is helping Memphis stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stay connected.
Hey, listeners, it's Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's been a mild winter, so the bugs are going to be bad. And you know we're here to take care of you and your home. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And we can handle all the termites, ants, mosquitoes, and everything in between. It's going to be bad. You need to be prepared. Don't let the bugs ruin your summer. Give us a call today at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. Or check us out on the web at inman-murphy.com and take charge of your home.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We know these are tough times right now. Your heating, air, and plumbing are essential systems for your home. To help, we have discounted our HVAC systems to as low as $99 a month and tankless water heaters as low as $79 a month. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. We're here to help. 901-624-1401.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
The current events have impacted all of us in lots of different ways, and it's even impacted people who are in the real estate business, or people who are trying to sell their house via the real estate business. Like, how can you hold an open house right now? You probably can't. But Josh Hystock can still help you if you're trying to sell your home. He has the technology that allows tours of your home with a virtual experience that's really close to the real thing. In other words, buyers can tour your home without ever having to leave their home. So if you are still trying to sell your home under these less than ideal circumstances, get in touch with Josh Hysall. He can help you, and he's still got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, he's effective, he's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He's someone who knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you, and it's an awesome deal because you never want to put your life on hold until your house is sold. Give him a call. He can help you. 461-8147, 461-8147. Josh Hysall is the only real estate agent I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. He's the one you should use. 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is Jesse's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
As a nurse, not making it to work was not an option. But driving through the snow with my wiper blades struggling, I just didn't feel safe. So I pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts, and before I knew it, an employee was offering to install the wiper blades on my car. I got to stay out of the snow for a moment, and I still made it to work on time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's up your life with Let's.
It's time to be the talk of the neighborhood or lake house with that custom golf cart built by the experts at LADS. With both new and used models, they're sure to have exactly what you need. The brand new Club Car Onward encourages families and friends to come together and enjoy being outside. Find out more at LADSonline.com or give us a call at 901-324-8801.
LADS. Up your life with LADS. LADS. Up your life.
Protect your workplace and your employees. To help mitigate the dangerous effects of flu and coronaviruses, call Hi-Low Commercial Services today. They offer complete deep cleaning and sanitizing services with chemicals that kill the flu and coronaviruses for schools, churches, medical facilities, office buildings, residential, and more. And they'll customize their cleaning services to meet your specific needs. It's time to put safety first with Hi-Low Commercial Services. Call Andy right now, 901-361-3054. That's 901-361-3054.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Some respect on my chick. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go.
Mentioned in the last segment, the confirmed cases of coronavirus in the United States now up to 82,404, and it's still early. 82,404, which means we as a nation have surpassed China and Italy. In confirmed cases, and we now have more than 1,000 confirmed deaths from coronavirus as well. And we also, at this moment, have 18,000 more active cases in this country than Italy and every other country. So that's not great.
No.
That's not great. I believe the death figures are now 1,177 is the latest number I saw, and the confirmed case is 82,404. If you get a chance, I would encourage you to go listen to Steph Curry's Instagram with Dr. Fauci from earlier today. I really thought it was smart for whoever it is connected those two to connect, because, you know, we can put him, Dr. Fauci, on CNN or Fox News or whatever it is you watch during the day, every day, and you reach a certain person. But, you know, how many 17-year-olds are watching cable news during the day? I mean, it is what's on at my house, and I know it's at what's on at lots of houses. But if you're trying to reach young people, you've got to go a different path. So we've seen in the past week or so, Dr. Fauci go on the Pardon My Take podcast with Big Cat and PFT Commenter, which was, again, just opened you up to a different audience. And today, doing the Q&A with Steph Curry opened you up to a different audience. Like, the message is getting through to people my age and older loud and clear. But, you know, are you reaching 20-year-olds? Are you reaching 15-year-olds? Are you reaching young people on cable news? Maybe not. But you can reach them through Steph Curry. You can reach them. And I know Barstool Sports is a controversial entity, but, like, you can reach young people through Barstool Sports. And you can reach young people through Steph Curry. And if you didn't catch that live today when they were doing it, I believe the replay is available at Steph Curry's Instagram profile. And it was just, you know, again, the smartest man in the world, far as I can tell, on this particular subject, speaking in plain terms and not giving any definitive answers about when this is going to be over or when are we going to get sports back. Among the most newsworthy things he said is that there is real fear that we could get this under control for a period of time and then it could spike again. And we have a whole nother second a second uptick after it appears that we've, you know, contained the virus. And so that's not off the table. But it was just, if you want to, you know, these daily press conferences in the White House can get a little outrageous sometimes. Dr. Fauci has consistently been one of the bright spots of those. And if you want to see him, just talk to a super famous basketball player, and that basketball player asking, you know, plain questions that any of us would ask. Again, perhaps it's worth your time. What else are you going to do? It's not like you got a basketball game to watch tonight. Be back with dinner to go.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker and is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
If you're the kind of person who agrees nothing beats the great outdoors, we have some fantastic news. Honda has found a way to make the outdoors even greater with special offers on some of our best four-wheel vehicles. It's happening now during the Greater Outdoor Sales Event at DeSoto Honda. Every Honda ATV and Pioneer side-by-side has the power to take on the biggest jobs and trails. And for unbridled thrills over any terrain, there's our Talon 1000s. Find the four-wheel vehicle that works hardest for you and start the year with a great deal. Like up to $1,400 factory to dealer incentives on select models. Make this your greatest year outdoors yet. But hurry, because offers this good can't last long. Get to DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch now during the Greater Outdoors Sales Event. Factory to dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See DeSoto Honda for complete program details and find them online at DeSotoHonda.net.
I'm Joe Coy, stand-up comedian, and I'm here to toast my mother. Sam Adams is the best beer for this toast. It's grassroots, it's family. What I take from that is the same thing that I got from my mom. Mom, when you came to this country, it was to give the kids an opportunity that you knew that you would never have. Thank you for everything you sacrificed. So this is for you.
I'm so proud of you.
And I love you so much. Oh my God, bottoms up. Slow down, lady.
That's good.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Every quarter, the score may change. Every period, you may find yourself shifting strategy. Every season, your business might need to recruit new players. And having the right support in place can be the difference maker. That's why ADP makes sure your lineup is solid. With a broad range of HR tools and data-driven insights, ADP can help your team achieve what they're working for. With HR talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hi there, I'm Tanya Harding, world-class figure skater and Direct Auto Insurance spokesperson. Life doesn't always go as planned. We all know what it feels like to be on thin ice. Direct will look past your past and help you get going, and could save you up to 25%. Talk about a good deal.
Get Direct and get going. Get a super low down payment for as low as $35. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Down payments vary. Terms and conditions apply. Doesn't reduce premium. Additional fees may apply. How you buy impacts cost.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie. My mama taught me never let a sucker trap me. But if he do, draw blood like an IV. I'm a lover, not a fighter dog. But I done earned most stripes than the Titan claw. Low key, fat can't fight at all. But she got a CHL if you tryna brawl. All peace, no war. I need bank like a black boy. I'm trying to get my mama out there RAV4. I just feel like she look better in the black boys.
Focused a lot on the growing numbers in the United States. They still continue to grow in certain parts of the world as well, and we're now up to worldwide. What do you think the number is now worldwide, Bennett? Confirmed cases.
I can't even begin.
526,044. 526,044. 82,404 here in the United States. That means the United States has more confirmed cases than any other country in the world, China and Italy included. The top five right now: United States, China, Italy, Spain, Germany. And yes, I recognize I'm talking about this like it's a AP top 25 poll or something. like United States has moved up to number one. It's not anything to be proud of, but it is a. It is a thing to be aware of. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on what we've been focusing on. Really appreciate Kelly Hartung from ABC News being here in the first hour. I believe that's going to replay on the 6.
Yeah, coming up here in a couple minutes.
So if you did,
first thing on here.
So if you missed Kaylee Hartung from ABC News, who is an old friend of mine who got out of sports, went to news, and was covering the initial outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic in Seattle, and then subsequently tested positive for coronavirus. So she's been quarantined in Los Angeles. She was with me in the first hour. If you missed that, she had some really interesting thoughts on everything that's happening in our country. So you'll be able to catch that coming right up.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We ain't got no game.
What should I watch on TV?
You a Dave Matthews fan?
Not really.
Me neither. No. I never was into Dave Matthews, and it's weird because, like, he was big when I was young. Like,
yeah,
I should be into Dave Matthews. I never got it. I never understood it. And I have friends who are, like, really smart music people who like him, like, really swear by him.
Yep.
I just don't I don't get it.
It doesn't do it for me.
I don't understand it. I don't understand the appeal of Dave Matthews. Like, I've been to a Dave Matthews show, but I think I went just to see Willie Nelson. Like, Willie Nelson was opening, and I remember being irritated that the legend Willie Nelson would have to open for Dave Matthews. Like, I understood why
that
it was happening.
That is irritating.
I understood why it was happening. Like, Dave Matthews was at a different level at that time than Willie Nelson was at that time. So I understood it, but still didn't make much. It broke my heart a little bit to watch Willie Nelson have to open for Dave Matthews. Jason Isbell talked about this once, by the way. He did a show, might have been at the Orpheum, with John Prine. And the audience was largely Jason Isbell fans. Because at the time, Jason was bigger. This is 2 years ago, maybe. Mm-hmm. Jason's bigger than John Prine. And people were tweeting Jason about it. Like, why are you opening for John Prine? And he was like, I understand why people are asking that. But that's John Prine. Yep. I will never...
Legend.
I will never, like, the idea of John Prine opening for me is disrespectful. So I'm happy to open for John Prine as opposed to the other way around. But Dave Matthews was like, no, Willie Nelson's opening for me. I just remember thinking that was, I understood it, but I didn't like it. Either way, this is my point.
Okay.
If you like Dave Matthews, he is doing a 30-minute show from his home.
Oh, good, good.
Tonight, and it'll be part of a series that Verizon is doing to help support small businesses suffering from lost business due to the coronavirus pandemic. So it's for a good cause. Dave Matthews for a good cause. It's tonight at 7 o'clock, and it's going to be available a lot of different places, but you can check Verizon's Twitter account. That's where it'll be. 7 o'clock tonight, Dave Matthews show from his home, 30 minutes.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Dan Wolkin wrote a column. He's going to join me tomorrow. So you can get prepared. He wrote a column today about the likelihood of Wimbledon being canceled and what that means for somebody like Serena Williams. You know, she needs one more Grand Slam to get where she wants to get. And at her age, like, every missed opportunity.
That's right.
You know, like, we talked about the Olympics being pushed back a year earlier in the week. And it's one thing if you're 23 and in a year you'll be 24. Like, yeah, it might even help you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are her age, like, that missing a year, like, you might not be the same next year. She's already not the same as she was 2 years ago. And so, you know, more or less, she might never reach this career milestone that she wanted to reach because she's missing out on Grand Slam opportunities because of this coronavirus pandemic. Again, on the list of things that are important, it's way down there. But from a sports perspective, it's something. So go read that, and I'll talk to Dan Wolkin about it tomorrow.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, I'll have Dan Wolkin in the first hour. Now I have Jeff Calkins in the second.
This is what we got.
And I'll do the best Dateline preview I could do.
Good.
I'll research it tonight.
I hope we get Keith. We need Keith again.
We had Keith Morrison
We need a run of Keith. We do.
I don't think we get. It's very rare to get Keith. But these are different times.
Different times, GP.
These are different times. So I'll look tonight. I'll start prepping for Dateline, and we'll get through it. I promise. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
Thank you. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis and the Mid-South station you can count on. Live on the radio.com free app.
This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. It's at the Laurelwood Shopping Center, one of the best clothing stores in the nation. It's where I shop. It's where you should shop. And here to tell you why is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, over 150 fabrics have just arrived to kick off the new spring Stant custom shirts. And until April 15th, if you buy three, you get one free. As you know, three measurements, and the computer gives us a perfect fit try-on shirt starting at just $98. And after 2 years of work, we now have the perfect fit pant. We take the measurements, and the computer gives us the exact try-on fit from over 90 fit pants. You try it on, we choose the correct leg taper, make any changes if we need, and in 2 weeks, even you, Mr. Impossible Fit Parrish, have the perfect fit pant starting at $168 in a jean, five-pocket fit, or dress pant model.
So you heard him. You know where to go. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. That's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Well, Kaylee Hartung is a correspondent for ABC News who was covering the initial outbreak in the United States of the coronavirus pandemic in Seattle and subsequently tested positive for coronavirus. One of the things, like I said earlier, I've been trying to do over the past couple of weeks is talk to people who are smarter than I am and who know
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.